Paul wrote his letter to the Philippians, and I was wondering as I was thinking about this during the last couple of weeks, what must it have been like for those first Christians in Philippi who received the letter from Paul? What must it have been like when that letter arrived and the letter was read out to them? So as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about, well, maybe a little story would help us just to go back in time to think about what it might have been like way back then. So this little story is called Shine Like Stars. I was much younger then, a long time ago. I was probably only 9 years or 10 years old. And I can remember the excitement as we crowded into my uncle's house. Just about all the church was there, including my two baby sisters and my many cousins. A letter had come from Paul. My father was a deacon, and he had to run and call everybody together to come and hear the letter, to hear what Paul had written to us. I mean, a letter like this was a huge event. The lamps on the table flickered as a gentle breeze just blew in through the window. My friend Samuel was squeezed in next to me on the floor, and he whispered in my ear. He said, "A letter's come from Paul, and it's come all the way from Rome. Do you remember the gifts we gave to Epaphroditus? Well, Paul's received those gifts, and now he's in jail, and he's writing a letter to us. He sent us a letter." Uncle Zadok called everyone to attention, and the excited chatter quickly died down. Then Uncle Zadok prayed, and he held up the scroll, and he started to read in his clear, deep voice. "Grace and peace be to you from the God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And then he read that Paul thanked God every time he thought of us. He said that he often prayed for us, and he wrote, "I have you in my heart, in my heart." Well, my two aunties, when they heard this, quietly smiled and their faces lit up with joy. I mean, they'd met Paul when he first came to Philippi, when Paul had come to teach about Jesus. He was their friend. I thought that Paul must have loved us a lot. I mean, he was in prison and he was in Rome, and yet he still kept writing to us and to tell us about Jesus. He still thought of us as God's family here in Philippi. He was even concerned about us so much that he says, "I have you in my heart." I can't remember exactly what Paul wrote, but I do remember this. There was one thing that stood out particularly. He was very clear that his life was all about Jesus. Everything about Jesus. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is even better." Later, my father explained it to me like this. He said, "Paul's letter's all about joy. Jesus, others, yourself. There could be no joy in the life of a Christian who puts himself above Jesus or others. Jesus, others, yourself. It's all about joy." And I can remember something else that Paul said. He said, "Whatever happens, live in such a way that you're a credit to the message of Christ. Stand united. Don't be frightened by your enemies." Now, I knew that there'd been problems in our church. I'd heard the grown-ups talking way back then. I didn't really understand everything that was happening, but I knew that some people in our church had found it hard to find work, and others had been in trouble for talking about Jesus. And Paul must have heard how difficult it was, because we all knew friends in our church who'd left because it had become too hard. Now it was getting dark, and Uncle Zadok moved closer to the lamp on the table to continue reading. Paul told us that we needed to agree with each other, to love and serve each other, to think of other people as being better than ourselves, to forget ourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. I remember when we got home, our family talked a lot about that part. We asked God to forgive us because we hadn't helped people enough. And we told God we wanted to serve other people just like Jesus did. By now I can remember my legs were really sore. We've been squashed up so tightly. We've been sitting there for a long time. And some of the people had beads of sweat running down their face. But you could have heard a pin drop when the next part of the letter was read. It was really the best part of it. I'll never forget what Paul wrote. He'd included in the letter a special hymn. It was a hymn that we already knew. And as my uncle read it, we all joined in, loudly praising God. He went on, "Though he was God, Christ the servant was born as a human being. He was obedient to death, even death on a cross. And therefore God exalted him to the place of highest honor and gave him a name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Well, my life changed that night. I remember thinking, I want to follow Jesus wherever it takes me and whatever I have to do. I want to follow Jesus. And I remember looking across the sea of familiar faces, people's rapt attention, people just sitting there. And I could sense something happening in the room. There were tears running down cheeks, glistening in the lamplight. And I knew that Jesus was with us that night. I think my mother sensed it too. As I looked at her beautiful face, it was just radiant with joy. Jesus was with us that night. She just smiled at me and she cuddled my two sisters very close. Paul went on to say, "Shine like stars in the universe as you hold up the word of life, so that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing." Well, Paul, I hope your joy was complete, because that light, the light of Jesus, is still present. It hasn't been put out. It's still shining in the darkness. And in my heart, it's as bright as ever. The grace and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.